The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, there are some things that are just universal. I mean, just universal. What do I mean? Well, I'll tell you in a minute. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. It's the 4 o'clock hour on a Monday afternoon and an historic Monday afternoon. The very first COVID-19 vaccinations are being given in all 50 states today. It is a, no matter what you think about the vaccine, whether you're willing to take it or not, whether you're a no vaxxer, whether you're into conspiracies, or whether you can't wait to take the vaccine, no matter where you stand on this, it is an incredible thing that this vaccine has been developed in such a short time. And then the distribution system is absolutely incredible. Now, think about this. It wasn't approved until Friday night. And today, Monday, the vaccine is being given to people, actually being given to people in all 50 states, including here in Ohio. Now, what was I talking about? It's a universal thing. Well, I just saw a video of the very first person in America to get the vaccine. An emergency room female nurse, I think she's a nurse, either a nurse or a doctor, works in an emergency room, I think in New York, and she was the first person in America to get the vaccine. And of course, obviously it was on video, and she's sitting in a chair. Another nurse has the syringe in her hand. The nurse that's going to receive the first vaccine is sitting in the chair. She's got her mask on. And the other nurse approaches her with the syringe. And immediately the nurse or doctor, I think she's the nurse, who is going to get the vaccine, immediately stares straight forward. I mean, deer in headlights. Straight forward as the injection is administered to her. Is that what you do? I do too. You see this all the time. Hey, I am a diabetic. I give myself a shot every single day. And I have been for 20 years. And yet, so I'm around needles all the time. I give myself a shot but if I were to get a vaccination or a shot of some kind, or if you draw my blood, eyes straight ahead. I don't want to see that needle going in my arm. I don't want to see that needle. And I think she's a nurse, has probably administered hundreds, if not thousands, of injections in her career. I believe she works in the emergency room. She has seen all kinds of blood and gore and all kinds of things. And yet, when she's ready to get the vaccine injection, eyes straight ahead, eyes wide open, like, oh. I don't know. It just, maybe that doesn't catch you funny at all, but it caught me just funny. And it's, do you do that? I do. I don't want to see that blood coming out of my arm when they stick me for a blood draw. And I don't even want to see the needle going in because I guess it's because somebody else has given it to me. It's not, you know, obviously when I give myself a shot, I have to watch. I don't know. I don't know. It just got me funny. All right, we will move on past that. But are you that way? Okay. All right. Let's move on. Hey, an important piece of information. The Ohio State Board of Education passed a resolution. It was way back early in the summer in support of the 1619 Project. Now, many of you are familiar with the 1619 Project. This is this radical left-wing thing dreamed up by a reporter who won the Pulitzer Prize for this thing. And the 1619 Project basically states blatantly, the only reason America came into existence because of slavery. That was the only reason. There would be no America if it were not for slavery. And that was the whole purpose, the whole reason, that's the whole foundation. And America was not started in 1776 when we broke away from Great Britain, but it was actually begun in 1619 when the first slaves arrived. It is unbalanced. The piece itself has been roundly criticized by historians on the left, on the right, and everywhere in between. It is a highly discredited project and thesis, and yet the Ohio Department of Education or the Ohio State School Board of Education passed a resolution in support of it with the desire to get it into Ohio's schools. Well, it's been under a lot of debate and controversy, and the Ohio Department of Education is considering it again, and I just pass that out to you for your education so you know what's going on, and maybe you want to contact the Ohio State Board of Education and express your views on the 1619 Project being used in Ohio schools. Let's hope and pray that it is not used in Ohio schools, that it is not used in Ohio schools. As I said, the first COVID-19 vaccines are being administered all across America. Here in Ohio, healthcare professionals are going to be the first. And may I give the warning that I give out constantly? Please remember, the devil lives in the extremes. And on this whole vaccine thing, I am troubled because we don't know long-term effects. The reason we don't know long-term effects is because it's impossible to know long-term effects. This vaccine was just developed in the last 8 months. So there have been no studies on what this will do 5 years, 10 years, and so forth. Okay? And I think that's of concern. The experts have said that it's safe, and okay, that's of concern. But I have read all over the internet today all kinds of wild, crazy conspiracy theories. A 14-year-old girl that got the vaccine and lost her memory. Excuse me, there have not been any 14-year-olds that have been vaccinated with this stuff yet. And yet that's all over the internet today. You take it, and it's going to erase your memory. Wild, crazy conspiracies about any woman that takes a vaccine will be sterilized. She will become totally infertile. No evidence of that whatsoever. So I just plead with you, stay away from the extremes on either side. I hope and pray that it is not made mandatory. And by the way, no one right now is even hinting that this vaccine is going to become mandatory. No one is hinting at that. There are some indications some airlines may require a vaccination before you can fly. That's a different topic. But as always, folks, stay away from the extremes and the questionable news sources. And we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Oh, my goodness. That's just too funny. During the break, I've got the TV monitor on here, and they were showing the second person in, I think it was on Long Island, New York. The second person to get the COVID-19 vaccination, it was a healthcare worker. I don't know what their position, but they were in medical scrubs. This time it was a gentleman, a male, and he sits in the same chair that the female was. And remember, eyes straight ahead, big, big eyes as the needle cape. Healthcare workers who see needles. But so anyway, I'm watching. And sure enough, he's sitting there and he's talking, he's laughing, he's smiling. Until the shot gets there, the nurse comes with the needle, eyes straight ahead, eyes wide open. I don't know. There's just something about it. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. I just thought, that's funny. Beth Moore is in the news again. And I realize before I get into this story that some of you are not going to be happy with me, and I'm sorry for that. But I believe that Beth Moore has taken a left turn. Incredibly accomplished Bible teacher. Her ladies' Bible studies are some of the best that we have ever seen. And nothing that she does now or in the future impacts those previous videos, previous Bible studies. They have impacted millions of women and men as well. Great stuff, okay? I just want to make that clear. But a few years ago, Beth Moore reached a crossroads and she took a slight turn to the left, and I think she's going farther and farther left. She has tweeted out something quite controversial. And here is part of what she said in her tweet. I've never seen anything in these United States of America I found more astonishingly seductive and dangerous to the saints of God than Trumpism. Now think about that statement. Think about that statement. Think what liberalism has done to the saints of God in America. Think about what the liberals have done to the mainstream Protestant churches. Now, again, think with me about this. Liberals have absolutely decimated and destroyed every single mainline Protestant denomination in America. Liberalism has destroyed them. Anybody disagree with me on that? Does anybody disagree with me on that? And yet here's what Beth Moore says. I have never seen anything in these United States of America I found more astonishingly seductive and dangerous to the saints of God than Trumpism. Really? Really? Now, hey, I would not consider myself a Trumpist. I voted for him. I have supported him as much as I possibly can because he's my president. But I wouldn't consider myself a Trumpist. But I believe that Beth Moore would consider me a Trumpist simply because I voted for him. And she wasn't finished. She went on. She said, quote, "We will be held responsible for remaining passive in this day of seduction to save our own skin, while the saints we've been entrusted to serve are being seduced, manipulated, used, and stirred up into a lather of zeal, devoid of the Holy Spirit for political gain." By the way, she began her tweet by saying, "I do not believe these are days for mincing words. I'm 63 and a half years old, and I have never seen anything the United States I found more astonishingly seductive and dangerous. Not liberalism, not socialism, not communism, not abortion that is being accepted in many evangelical circles." And I just find it absolutely incredible that Beth Moore has been over and over and over critical of Trump and anybody who supports him, okay? But nothing about Biden. Oh, in a subsequent tweet, she says, "Well, I hope we don't go into Bidenism either." And I've said this over and over and over and over again through this whole election cycle. If you don't like Trump's character, if you don't like what he says, if you don't like what he does, if you think he's immoral and you can't vote for him, fine, okay. I don't agree with you, but I get that. But how in the world could you vote for a Democrat who supports same-sex marriage, who supports the killing of innocent unborn babies? What I constantly plead for on this program is balance, 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 balance. Okay, Beth Moore, criticize Donald Trump. That's okay. But don't put into a basket anyone and everybody who supports him and then make the outrageous statement that people who support Trump is the most dangerous and seductive thing ever to happen to the saints of God in America. That is so on its face ludicrous and ridiculous and unbalanced. Now, if she would call out the socialism and the Marxism on the hard left and the pro-abortion stance of the left, I would at least have a tiny little bit of respect for her. But to be really honest, is this just me talking? I have lost almost all respect for Beth Moore. She's become totally unbalanced. And it's sad because so many people hang on every word that she says.